Okay, so we begin with the Shalom Aleichem. There's only a diyuk in the Mechaber. The Mechaber's lashon is in Siman Shin Sadi Aleph. This day, that there exists a restriction against Beit HaMishneh, 30 days, well, 12 months, respectively. Miu Simchas Mareyes, Chayav Lachros, Amiyad, Mutal Asol, Simyad HaShiva, So the Diyuk HaLashon of the Mechaber is mashma bit the way Tani said it, and the way I thought originally, that Sama Sud is also. It's only a special dispensation for a Simchas Mareyes Shukhai Lefro also. That's when you're allowed to, when it's allowed. But Sam is also. Avlam Eino Chayav Lefara, also the concept of Arach HaShloshim. A little bit of a deal. I guess that there is also, what I'm saying, another very definition of Simchas Mareyes is, as the Gemara defines it, only back and forth. That's how you have to get out of it. The Beit HaMishneh, which is the original expression, is somehow defined by the word Simchas Mareyes. But I agree. You don't have to convince me. I thought that way from the beginning. That some student without any reciprocity is a problem. Okay, so we have the facts number, we'll see if we can do that. Okay. Rabotai, we discussed with the Rosh yesterday from the Rabbeinu Yosef. Rabbi Rabbeinu Yosef, let's turn again, see what he says. Please. Rabbi Rabbeinu Yosef is to be found in the Rosh in Siman Mem Ches, in the middle of the next sugya, which already I hope to get to the next sugya soon. And they soon. In the middle of that sugya, Rabbi Rabbeinu Yosef says as follows. Haiti Rael is Barav of Rabbeinu Tam, Lo Atzvinon, Elo Beit HaMishneh Shereshus. Because God says, Sefer Snov, Sperik Tez, Akol HaMeisim, Also the Zmeil of Beit HaMishneh, Lam Ad Yom. Now let's watch the punctuation. Al Aviv Yal Imo Yud Beis Kodesh, Elam Kenan Tishtudish Amitz. That's one way to read it. To do that, the way the Rebbe will read it, because the Gemara, and the first Gemara that the Nisul of Simcha Lamed or the Mereyas Lamed are two separate terms. What did the Gemara? The answer is exactly it, but that's exactly the point. Those two separate terms are just for Shlosh. But as far as the answer of Yud Beis Kodesh, it does not apply to the Sudas Mitzvah whatsoever. That seems to be the sheet of Rav Rabbeinu Yosef. And the Pashas is not only permissible to go in there, but the Pashas must even to eat there. That's the Pashas here, this Lashon that's found here in the Rosh. Right? That's the Pashas. Okay, this is how the very tough quotes in the base mayor. That's the Teres, that's how I read the way we just read it. Says the Aruch HaShulchan and Siv Zayin, although the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even quote this opinion, mentioned. Apophikain, the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's a sad gozo when they say it's a suffix medova. Something we should take into consideration. We pass in these various shilas about we can go here, we can go there. It's going to be much more makeable after a month. Because whatever other stuff that we have, we can add these feeling of Rabbi Ben Yos. So the Rambam seems to go beyond Rabbi Ben Yos. The Rambam seems to say, the Pashtas, even within 30 days, there's no Yisrael Sudas Mitzvah. That's the Pashtas Shadani in the Rambam. What happens? It's against the Gemara of Pereshit. The Gemara says it can't be. The Gemara tried that out in the Mishnah Kama according to some, right? The Mishnah Kama says that according to some, but it was rejected. It was rejected out of hand based upon the Brice, which says, L'simcha ulemarei is shlosh. So therefore it implies there's a separate indicator of simcha, separate and distinct from the Easter of Mareyes, and therefore it must be referring to a Suda Smithless. There's nothing to talk about. I don't have to Mefurashigamar. Okay? So what do you do with this Rambam? So here I think it's only the only salvation here is a Girsa. So the Ritzva is a Girsa. It is Kashim, I gave a Terry. Uparkinan, Tani the Simcha Shell Mirai. In other words, it says the Simcha Ula Mirai. Don't think it means two separate things. The Simcha Ula Mirai. No, it means the Simcha Shell Mirai. Oh, you have those extra words in Shas, which we don't have. You're missing four words, everybody says. That's unfortunate. You're missing four words in our text. But as the footnote points out, 796, Cain Garcina Bitzav Yad Minchin. Just look at the business of which we don't have. But we know that the Munich manuscript is the most accurate manuscript. The Rambam had that manuscript. So therefore, that's it. Mishnah Kamas Mefurish, knocking off the kasha with this re-understanding, reinterpretation, if you will, of the Brayse. That's one way to say. But of course, the man is carried today because there was another kasha. The Tanya Simcha Shloshim Lomareis Shloshim. And here the words, you can't say it's one thing. The word Shloshim is found twice in this other Brayse, which we don't have at all. Now again, it's only Ksavir and Minchin. What's the answer? Kashya. Two things with the rabbi. Either he didn't have the second part of the Gersha, maybe he only had the first part of Ksavir and Minchin Gersha, selective imagination. Or, another possibility, that the Rambam often says Kashya is an Akashya Starfish. The Rambam is like the golden Matyupta in the DS. But Akashya means the Kashya, but there must be a Teret somewhere. We have that very often in Rambam. We don't know what exactly the Teret is, but perhaps that would be the way they answer the Pishitas, the Pishitas Aramba. Then, of course, you could have our Gersa. Perhaps. That's my only way to explain the Rambam as we have it in front of us. Okay, Rabbosa. Let's now continue the nitty gritty of the Sugya of Simcha, and then we try to finish it and go to the Sugya of Nisun. But we still have quite a way to go, just going through the truck. Okay, we talk about a Mila, we call it a Maril, Yom Tov Shalom. To the Sefer Divrei Sofrim and Siman Shin Tzadi Aleph and Tzivkot and Lamed is wondering, what about in today's spirit? Yom Tov Shalom. Oh, sounds like, you know, we talk about Thursday nights here. This is what it sounds like. Yeah, this is coming from Yerushalayim. Here is Ezra Tyrus. It's not coming from Riverdale. So he says over here, if a woman is in Avelus, in Avia Ben Eno Avelus, like Ishto Avela, right? She can come. Why? Because Suda Shalom, Suda Shalom, it's also Suda Yotav Shalom, Ishiles Yotav Shalom, it's a modern concept. Yovusim Chosu Shizachsa Lakayim, it's Vosso Yizbarach. What's this? The next word I can't read. Bris Vivloda. The Zoksala Hakrufi Vitna Chasan Dama Lamulo. Vivala Tamitzla. I don't know. This sounds very mushy. If you want to be technical, we know that the Ferish is in and that the Chiv and Chavbil is only on the father. I told you Mush has a place in Allah. And I think it has a place here too. If it would be Yotna Shalom, let me answer the following question. We thought about the Beitaz comparison to the Tisha B'Av Nitzcha. Would you say Yontem Shalom, the Tisha B'Av Nitzcha, she doesn't have to, she can eat anyway because she's the Yoledet. Well, let's say she's stark, schmack, right, stark. And there's no, she's so strong that there's no medical reason for her to eat. Well, she's making a bris and Tisha B'Av Nitzcha for her son. Would you allow out Yom Tov Shalom? I don't think so. I would be afraid to say this modern Riverdalian concept here. If Yom Tov Shalom with all this poetry that's coming from the Chidah, I'd still be afraid to say so. But I think the din is right for a different reason. I mean, all this Yom Tov Shalom the same. So it does make the comparison. Maybe it's Dr. Moshe rather. Ki'ai Gaza we find with respect to Tishah. It's a different concept. There it's a formal Yom Tov Shalom that applies to the Father. Only here, as we mentioned before, Yom Tov Shalom is mutelas olam. The simcha is mutelas. You're responsible. Although technically speaking, the responsibility may be completely the father's, but on a practical level, you know who runs the show. So the mother can't say, "Ma, you stay out because daddy is taking care of daddy. Daddy doesn't lift a finger. He's sitting there, and either he's going to work every day or he's making medicine every day. And the mother's running the whole show, making all the phone calls, arranging everything, making everything. Can't come in. It's not yours. You didn't do anything." What kind of ridiculous statement is that? That's what I think of Shat and what the different soul from was saying. Yes. Well, you have to approach them later about all these things. Big day Shabbat, the Iker is not a restriction. We pointed out a long time ago. Right. Perhaps. I think it would be. I think it would be. Interestingly, talk about an anti-Rivendalian concept. He quotes it from Rav Moshe and others, and I think also back from a Chidah, that we have this din. We spoke about this as the politically incorrect reading of the Ramban, but in a different context. But Isha Meshubedes Levayla has this, or much of the following Shaila, of couples invited to a Simcha, and the woman is an Avela from Yud-Beis Kodesh. And the husband says to his wife, you must come. She has to come. Why? Because Yud-Beis Kodesh is Mishim Kibbut Aveim, and the Gemara tells the Kiddushin that Isha Eshpis Meshut Acherim Aleha, and Kibbut Abal has priority, so she has to come. That's a wild concept, if you ask me, but it's quite coming back from the Chidah. Lani is daiti. Hard to be make up as man as that. I told you last time, these days, you know, how much control, reshut acherim aleha, come on, if anything it's the reverse these days. So it's hard to say that all of a sudden come from and let the woman go to the basic simple of the husband and ask her to come. She'll say, honey, no thanks, I'll stay home. Okay. So the dynamics is just different nowadays, I think. It's hard to. He points out also in the Emek Dover that what do you mean? The son in law is Mukhiyav in the covenant of his father in law, mother in law. So he can't just ignore that Kibbutz, you know, which he's not an Avelis, but in Kibbutz he's also being taken into consideration. Kitcher. What? Well, some cases it wouldn't apply. His stake is has a higher priority. Kitzur, I'm mentioning it over here as a passing point. Some people are actually making the ma'aser. You can be making the ma'aser based on Rav Moshe if it's really, really a shetah tzchak. Now, even Ol Kuf, the Emek Dover calls the Ritva, in Ksuvit, that even if you can't go into the Suda of Bris Mila, but you can go and watch the operation. You might come into the operating room. And as the surgery known as Bris Mila takes place. So he asks the kasha, wait a second. If you can't go to the ceremony of marriage, how can you go to the ceremony of circumcision? Huh? I forgot the kasha. Oath kuf and the Emek Dover. So he asks, you know, they're really the same, but they have a band by the wedding, and there's no band by the bris. Come on. So the answer is a ridiculous question at the beginning. As you pointed out before, Achasna the Simcha be'eser. The Ravan holds, you can't walk into the ultimate Simcha, right? As opposed to a bris, true, Sosanoch, the Masecha, the Chazal Darshan, has to do with Mila. Imcho there, that's not the same level as the Chasna. The Chor has exactly the whole discussion here, and he quotes from the Poskim, from the Ritva. Namely, what's the Havimini? You can't go into a circumcision. What? You can't go into an operating room? They'll invite you to, unless you're in a veil, come and invite you into the OR in Columbia Presbyterian. I can't go in. Why? But I read in the Emek Dover, you can't go into a surgery. This is an operation, this is an operation. There is some operation. It's ridiculous. But the operation is very happy. Some of them have some kind of a deformity and they're going to take it away. It's a tremendous simcha. The terrorists are very shy. All kinds of simchas in the world. People, who got together, fire got together, they're going to play basketball. Not the simcha. You can't play basketball because the simcha. There's no Easter of simcha. You know, people eat pizza this is simcha. They read the Ramban as a simcha. A lot of simchas. They didn't ask this every simcha. They asked her a Suda. That's the Suda says. They asked her a Suda. The Chiddush Neira of the Ravan is, which is Lonasan Talmud Dover, is that a wedding is such an exception, such a high level of Simcha, that it also qualifies as an independent prohibition. We know that you can't get married, so, and the Ravan makes comparison to the extent of someone else's wedding, which we very pointed out yesterday, someone's questionable. But you shouldn't be able to go into Stam into an operation. It's also a Havamina in the Ritva. But it says, Sasanochi. So the Havamina, you can't go into the operation, not because it's happy. Because it says, Sus. It says, I'll be dinner simple. Come out from the Ritva. No, it's not such a big deal. That's the same level as the wedding. And therefore, you can go on, you know, with any other group of people, even though they're having a simcha together, in the absence of any food. Fine. Rabbah said, Ramok, let's go back to the Ramok. Ramok was a minik. Come on, we have to do the lashon of the Ramok. A minik. We mentioned this minik yesterday already. Not to go to Shum, Suda, Shiva, Olam. Why? The Chashulchan is a good explanation. The mother shav is no good. The fourth is Sarmi Shonim, Rabbi Yosef, a mitzvah mutter, but a reshut is us. According to the right, it's the other way around. Right? A mitzvah is us. Since the Rav Shul is right, we don't go to any meal, not mitzvah, and not reshut. Says there are chashulchan at the minute, but meikar adin, halacha kedivrei hamekel, apparently in both. In both. He says, that means, again, he's like the Rav Yosef, but he says, well, only rely on the Bishat HaTzchak. He pulls it out. The simcha is bonav u'nechodov, a happy occasion in your children or grandchildren's life. You can go based upon these considerations. We had other reasons to go to a child or even a grandchild's simcha based on your mutal alecha, etc., the marajdam with the brothers. Now, let's take a look in the Chidushim of Biurim in the back. We're found Zalman Goliath. It's Sif Chav Gimel. Something very interesting. It is a Salah, poster of Yaakov Emden. And the side, tells it in Makarot. And that's the Shel of Yavid. What does it say there? The Pitzchei Tshuva quotes this Yavid by name and says, well, hey, he's wrong, so I'm not going to tell you what he says. Is that what? Isn't that amazing? He's wrong, so I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to quote him. He's wrong. It's an amazing kind of a quote there. But we know what he says. So the Rav Zalman Goliath thought he was right. Even with all the Shailos Yavid here, I don't think, but we have what he says as it's quoted in Shifkov Gimel. What did he say? He says, you can't go to the Mishnah, right? The Shabbos also, he says, okay, Shabbos is available for the Shabbos. But then he says, Sudas Mitzvah, which is Eina Shal Simcha, such as Shalom Zocher, Brit Milan Shabbos, or Kiddush Shafir Violetis. Yes, Lahakam. Aye, we have a minute not to go to anything for 12 months? No. After the call, our minute should come to Shem Sudah Shabbalah. We call him the Shabbos Mutter. Okay? This is what he says. The minute of Ramah applies 6 days a week. 6 days a week. Okay? The Abba Tesla. The Shabbat rejects it. If you're dealing with Minhagim, it's hard to give him an answer because Mikra then the Ramah seems to be making for Sudah Smith. That's the Mukha Yosef. Okay, so the question was the minute is 6 day a week minute or 7 day a week minute. It's hard to know. Says the Kedushim of Biurim. Because again, Shemut Lecha is a Chavero, Laonet Shabbos, O Kedera Chaver, Mesubim Bishalashudis, and Lecha Shudav. He's a little bit late. That's what he says. What's this Kol Shekein, Rabbi said? It's a Kol Shekein. What's Kol Shekein? You know what it seems to me this Kol Shekein? This Kol Shekein to me seems to be saying that the heter of Sudas Mitzvah applies to Sudas Shabbos as well. Again, to Divrei Tofim. Divrei Tofim said you don't find out it's Sudas Shabbos in Mitzvah. He gives an explanation why, not this. Because here says Mitzvah with Pharisee, and Shabbos, you make Shabbos Fazich. You can eat by yourself the Yechidus, they call it. But if that's correct, what's the Kol Shekein? It's no Kol Shekein. Because Mila Pinyan Aben Shalom Zacher or Kiddush for a daughter is a mitzvah of fire statement to the Tadaya. Shalashud is going to make Fazich. So I got the impression from this Chiddush of Yuri that he rejects the Divrei Tofim. So no, Sudah Shabbos is also a Sudah Mitzvah. Except it has less Simcha than the Shalom Zacher Bris Pinyan Aben Shalom Zacher Bris or Kiddush for a daughter which had place in Shabbos. But then the Kol Shekein is ice cold. Indeed, in the Divrei Tofim Lama Dalet, he rejects the Chiddush of Biurim. He asks it. Unless Shatat Chagodol. He asks people what he calls Mine Mitzika. You know, having a snack. He asks. He doesn't accept this cooler. He rejects the cooler, yeah, because he says a minute of 7 days a week. As the Pitzchei Tshuva seems to have said, he quotes the Yavid. Said it? I'm not telling you what he said. Because it's wrong. So I assume that he holds this is wrong too. So the minhag is 7 days a week, and not 6 days a week. That's the question of what the minhag is. Okay, that's the divrei sofrim in Lamed Daled. He quotes the Yavat Dafka B'Kol the Shabbat, and he says he quotes the Rav Zalman Golias Chav Gimel Shal Shudas No Business Pitzchei Shiva says Ein Amachrochem and if it's Loetikem and the Nachos Shiva and the Zerah Emes all say this is a problem. It's a problem. Even meaning Masika. And how can the Ramal even ask if it's so common? There must be Yasid on Shabbos, and it can only be Shabbos HaGadol. You have a right to be Mekel. And in the Bible, what's the difference Shabbos HaGadol? Time alone is parish. So I think that this is an interesting point. That the minhag in many places is, and that's why I tell people that when you go into a kiddush or pidyon haben or shalom zachar, not kiddush, say kiddush or shalom zachar or bar what else was kiddush shalom zachar bris on Shabbos, I tell them if you have to go, don't eat. That we said before, because to go and not eat is permissible. That's what I tell people. But what about the Shalashuddhas business? And most shoes have Shalashuddhas, which everyone eats at, Shalashuddhas, B'nai Echol, everyone else Shalashuddhas. Here the minhag is the same people who don't go to the Mila Shalom Zachar and Kiddush, which takes place on the Shabbos, which are special events. When it comes to the Shalashuddhas, you know, everyone knows that, with the greasy gefilte, everyone knows the herring, everyone knows this, you know, you can grow up with this. The minhag at the Avelim do come to this. So the question is why? Is there a justification for this? I mean, is a kolshkein in the Rebbeim Zalman Golias? Because they will accept only the lower level, not the higher level. Because you could argue, I guess, if the Divrei Sofrim is right, it's not a. We say Sudas Mitzvah LeEister, you wouldn't include Sudas Shabbos. If you want to include the Hetzer, as you suggest, you include the Easter either. So blive, Sama Suda. But again, according to the different stuff, there's no reciprocity back and forth. You can assume maybe it was from the Mutter. Because we said earlier, the start of the Shnei Shia, Pashtus, we could argue, should really be Asa. I don't know. You could argue, perhaps, the kind of a Puranusa. You know, Shalosh Shudas, you know, everyone comes down, and it's like a, without a payment back and forth. But it's sort of an acceptable thing. I don't know. But I have noticed that it comes to the Shalosh Shudas and the Shuls that Avelim, generally speaking, do attend. Is my recollection accurate? You seen it in where you are, private Shuls in various neighborhoods? No? I think so. So we have to think about it in another minute. So let's check. And if the Yavis is right, there were $5, no problem. But if he's wrong, and then the question is, so what's the, and even the same people, I think, would be very hesitant to go to a bris or shalom zachar or kiddush. They might go and not eat, but the shalom should say, you know, it comes down. Let's figure it out. What's the shot? It is more cow. You saw in the Kedushin of Bureau, but rigorously, what's the answer? Yes. Yes, it's something like that. I meant that, you know, it's a shul, it's a Purnus, yeah. I'm not sure what if I have a proper, rigorous answer to this question. If you have one, you'll let me know, okay? Good. Let's go on. The Gilead Marashah has a chumra here. I want to show it to you. I don't want to accept it, I just want to show it to you. The Rafan Zalman, it quotes the kula of Achva Achos. If a brother or sister, if you have a chos in the collar or some of the Baal Simpa, it's permitted to go in. But the Gilead Marashah quotes in a very, very restrictive way. It's only true, he says, if they always eat together. In other words, it's a nuclear family. They're always eating together. And now, someone's making a Simpa, so they're always eating together. He's limited to that. He says the first one, Shintai Alpha Days, Achiv. Ask the students the Sui, Achiv, the Shuvat Marashdam, Matin Rakh Ba'acham Shadakam Lechol Yachad. Otherwise, not. So the Amek Dover comes out that he's wrong. That happens in the case that he's talking about, yes. But the reason applies even in a different case. What's the reason that he gives? If they won't come, they'll cause tzar for the chosn. So that applies even if they don't always eat together. It says in the Shemera Shalom, Ot Samach, Islamic base, says the same thing. But if they talk from an analysis, look, there are those who argue on the Maharaj Dam. He gives a famous rule, which I've told people many, many times. If you can go and not eat, do that. Often, the fact that you're not eating just goes unnoticed. And it's not going to cause sorrow to the Baal Simcha, the chosn, whatever it may be. If you're not eating, you probably won't even notice it. You don't make believe you're eating. That's the best thing to do. How about the Big Day Shabbos business? The Ramos is that Baal Bris can wear Big Day Shabbos until after the Mila. So, the Divrei Sofer quotes in Memvav, Akasha from Nodav Yehuda. Wait a second. Yotzim Shalom. The whole day is a Yotzim. He's a terrorist. What about Maris Ayin? That's a big quote in Memvav. The Kasha is no Kasha, the terrorist is no terrorist. We said before, it doesn't mean Yotzim Shalom literally. Yotzim Shalom just means that he's upset, he's mutalala to come to that Mila. Once the Mila is over, they bench, it's over. He's a scribe, it's over. Let him get back into his get out of his finery. A big day Shabbos. And he'll come in regular clothing, a t-shirt or something. He doesn't come in any big day Shabbos after the Brit meal is over. Yeah. Okay, Siv Gimel, Rabbi. We're still in Siv Gimel. In Siv Shin Sayav, we're still here. Okay. We already went through the discussion of the Mechaba, the Ramah. I'm not going to repeat it again. Yeah. Let's discuss just one or two small points. The Maharil is quoted by the Dark Emotion, who says as follows. There are veils in the Mokam Kupa. There are veils in the Mokam Kupa. And what did Maril say? He said there were shul, by the way, they got married in shul. He said, get out of shul. Get out of shul. He said, Why? Apparently, I think it has to do with what we spoke about earlier, with the Ravan. Well, enough in time of double, but we think we know the reason. The reason is that a simcha is a marriage is a formal simcha. So the Ramah quotes Yesh Mekoma Shemachmirim Lios Abel Omed Kol Yer Bet Kodesh Chutz Le Bet Hakneset Lishmo Abram Nagos Maril. You look on Dark Emotion. What happened? There were people who were there sitting around as they were about to start the bracha. Maril says, "I'm about to make the bracha. Please leave." Now, the Maril didn't say, I don't think, they were over in Avera before they left. I was there, and the Chosin marched in, and the Kala marched in, and however they marched in those years, I don't know, they probably didn't have the same formalities. But you don't get an impression from the Maharil, is that much closer, that they had violated an Isser. In other words, he didn't say, hey, get out, give me a second, is an Isser, get one out. He said, no, I'm about to make the bracha, the bracha's Erison, you know, it's a time to leave. That's how I read the expression of the Maharil. Okay? Now, if this is the case, it fits with what we said before, that the Isser is an Isser because it's considered to be a Simcha Al-Pidin. Here we go. The Maharil's Lashon is, in Ilchos Nisuin, Im Hayu Avela B'Mokam V'Sha'otim HaKupa, Tiva Maharil She'yeis V'Chutza Ben Tekneses V'Sha'at HaBrach. He didn't say it, Eric Avalos is an Avera. They were there. They came to Mishmachos of, I guess. So then we're saying now, this is another very important Chiddush Ladina, if this is true. We say the Minig of the Ravan is accepted by the Ramah, that a person should not be at a chuppah if you want to get a Mishmachos of. So we can do, even according to the Ravan, to go Mishmachos of during the meal is a big problem. Because he said that the Malkum Simcha came to walk in. To stay for the chuppah is a Minig not to do so. What we can do is like this. You can walk in as the chosn kala, you know, as the procession is about to begin, right? And it's milling around, and the chutzanim are all there, and the relatives, the cousins, the uncles, and everyone, and all the, and then you can, you know, be there when everyone's marching down and smiling, and the video will catch you, and no problem, right? And then if you want to be chosh for the Ravan and the Maril, okay, as soon as the next, I guess, bar for a guffin, you can stay for, okay? And then as soon as they say, as the word says, I guffin, you walk out the door, you stand outside, and, you know, you can see from some of the marina, for example, you walk outside into the street and look through the glass and see what's going on, okay? And then, you know, you can't be there for, I guess, while it's going on. And as soon as, you know, when they finish, everyone's going to walk out. You go back into the room. I guess after the Puzzle College walk, run out with the band. So you go back here, stop. You walk back into the room. There's a smile from the book of Talmud again. And then you were a good Jew, the Chaladeus. The Chaladeus should be Mutta, the Chaladeus. I don't see any reason to answer that. But to say it for the Chup, for the Brachas himself, that's the Minigar Ravan, not to do it. So again, Mishnah Zatzaki is Fahakub, but the Chatzkilah be found in English draw. But if you're going to go in, stay while they're marching down, walk outside of the glass. Not every place you can walk outside the glass. In some of them, it's 10th floor, you know, you wouldn't want to walk outside the glass. But there's a problem being the same. We said before, this whole building, maybe it is still Mishnah Zatzaki. But in a place to be described, you'd be able to walk out and then stay outside, look through, and then as soon as the Paschal leave the room with the band starts playing, you go back in and never still milling around, which is my little son, and go home. And so, see what you will after you on the outside. The flesh will be looking, yeah? That was my possibility. But I haven't found it. I just haven't found it. And Lania's dynasty, since the breaks are so significant, like, for example, after they finish the chuppah, and then they, there was a break, and they said, daven then, and then they go into another hall. You wouldn't say it's one big continuum, one big thing. It's two separate things. It's not the same as, well, they stopped serving the soup, they haven't served the chicken, and the band hasn't struck up yet, so you can walk in for a second. No, as we said before, that's one big continuum, as opposed to this. Yeah. The vatekan is the pan. It depends. It's an important discussion. I want to talk about it. But maybe give me a chance to get to it, okay? That's a different kind of Badekin. Hold on, that's about to get to it. We'll get to it. Believe I'll get to it. Okay? Then it's interesting, there are more quotes of Inik that if the Rav is in the Tzadik Kiddushin, he's permitted to come to the wedding. That's the lesson of the Ramah. You don't go for 12 months, you don't go at all. Then we go into the chuppah. But, he says, Avol yochol avarach birchas eretz v'nitzu in tachas ha-chuppah shebebeis ha-knesset. Where it's a separate place, you can, we said it maybe even, again, that's our old story, it's only beis ha-knesset. What if it's, that's what you just brought up, Elliot. Why say beis ha-knesset? And what if it would be in a place where the meal will be later on? I don't know. It doesn't say the Farish of the Tosa, it's just a half a deer from the word Beis HaKnesses. Maybe it's even a hover. I say, it's still a no deer. But we haven't found anyone to be fairish to ask them, Al Shem Sofa. In any event, what's the reason? So the Beis HaKnesses is close in two reasons. One, look, we pass against what's going to go into the chuppah, what we call the chuppah. The Ravan, no nothing, time is over. All right, so the minigas have followed him without a time. We gave a time. But the Rav is out of Kedushin. There's a need to go into and make him. That's reason number one. Reason number two, as I said before, it's your simcha. It's mutal al-akha. You are responsible to the Rav to take care of it. Like the same as we said by the father and the brothers in the whole story. Not Kamina suggested to Amek Dover. Not Kamina in Sipkot and Kuf Pei Gimel. Not Kamina would be. Is it any Messiah condition can do it? Or only the Rav of the city who has sort of a responsibility to take care of it? That would be the Not Kamina, he said. But according to us, we said before, as long as the chasm is mitzvah without him, it's his simcha, he has to come. More than that, it seems to me, not only if he can make come if he's the mitzvah kiddush, anyone should be able to come if his absence is going to cause tzar to the chasm. So not only mitzvah, well, that means that, look, you don't have a mitzvah kiddush, you know. Now, often a person goes to yeshiva, and he has a few rebbeim, and he has a shul, a rav in his shul, and a rav in her shul. So you say, Shiat Rebbein. So you run into all kinds of things. And they almost feel very upset. They say, no, they don't want to show up. And then you say, what did they show up? The minute is that it's summer. The Rebbein are being beat. You see how important they are. So the minig is that the Rebbe comes and he's going to be available. They give him a kibbutz, they give him something under the chuppah, so then he can fit into the literal reading of the Ramah against one of the birchas they do. So usually happens, but even if it wouldn't happen, the Rebbe comes to be with the chassid. The chassid really wants his Rebbe to be there. He's not Messiah Kedush because he has another Rebbe or has a shul rav or whatever it is, or grandfather, whatever it may be, or parents. That's beside the point. It's going to be mitzvah if you don't come. That's what I thought. Fine. One more point about this Mishamsha business. The hefter of, you give out a venture or some of this. We thought it's really ridiculous, but as ridiculous as it is, the Sharei Chuvin Sibet Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, the Kotz Gimel, the Hilchos Tisha B'Av, there was a mini like that. The Mishamesh Kabali Asuda, and they ate there with them. I don't understand how it's possible. So the different thought from Kufa and Gimel explains, it's called Nine Gimel rather, explains as follows. It's referring to the close relatives. It's Mutter Mikir Adin without giving out the Petrelach. It's true with something else, the Rasha and the Milsa. It's always that way. Don't do it. Every Kumma leads to a Kula. They try to establish an extra safeguard by the closest relatives who are Mutter to come in anyway. They said, give out a venture, give out a yarmulke, give out the place card. So what did Klal Yisrael do? They took that part, but the yarmulke, the best of them, they forgot about the close girls, a lot of kabikir with them. Any Tom, Dick, and Harry gives out place cards. And then somebody's at the wedding, and Avela, it's ridiculous. It's an unfortunate build which came from a frumkite. That's what emerged according to the Tiberius of Mayan Gimel. Okay, final thing here is that, the yard side. Interesting point. There are multiple Semitic. Not to eat the night of a yahrzeit. And the whole discussion in the Shach, is it true, is it not true? Such a thing exists. Kote HaTeres of the Levush. Loriti Nogin came. That's the Shach. Ani Omer, Dovash and Amosu, those Shach were Minig. Lorina and Araya. Ani Riti Nogin Leisr. So the question of whether it's Minig applies. Some say it only applies the first year. And some say it applies every year. And some say it applies even to other meals. Aside from a chasana. If it's a Muslim Stam Sudha Varayas, everyone agrees that it's Muslim. Okay, that's that minute. Let's start the next topic, Baruch Hashem, at long last, the topic of Nisua. Okay, let's open the Gemara here, Chof Gimel Amanal. This is a very interesting Sudha. Bonar Abonon, that's the Gemara. Chol Shloshim Yom Lini Suin. Neisa Ishta Osalisa Isha Acheres Ashiyavala Shlosha Regolus. The Buddha says two regolus. Vimein lo banim mutalisa lialte. Shabitla Piriya Virivya. Hinichola banim tanim mutalisa lialte ne parnasasa. Neisa Shemesh Isha Shoyosef Akoin Amlachosa Beit Akvaris. Lichi u parnasi et bnei achose. The right way to put it. Afa Fikain lo bo alel is man meruba. What's a man meruba? Shloshim yo. That's the whole sugya. A few lines. Very complex sugya. Okay, let's take a look first of all in Tosfos. The machlok is three regalim or two regalim. What's the reason? Leishkat avas ishto, leyazach min arishona, leyabezayas b'mita, pinas gven avas ishto to the kantera. Oy yoy yoy, and the sugma chafal from the base. Therefore, it says, ain't shayach lipsuk Rabbi Yehuda if the two regalim because what? Did we make a bubble? No. Doesn't do it. It's stova. It's for other considerations. You can't say a point halacha of kedivrei make a bubble in this particular case. You can't do it. Take a look on the Rosh, if you will. Siman Memches, and you can too do it. Memches, please. What's in the Ritz gate? Pasuk Rav Yehuda, the regal shlishi mutter halacha kedivrei make a bubble. Amazing. That's what he said. The Rosh himself, I think Kwan Slimit himself said it's not really available. But Rabbi Shishi, It's just Tishachach v'tishka rishonah midaita. For the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, Pasuk Tana Kama. I don't know. I don't know. Pshat Mitzkeir. It's a little pshat. Yes?
The rest of the five
candles
in a general way that it
had
to do with
open available. Even though it's not really available. Maybe. Can die. Okay, what about Eris and Rebbe Osai? Betrothal. Nowadays we betroth and marry at the same time, but we feel a year apart. But betrothal. Said the Rosh, the Suan is lavish of the Leorah Shari. The poor Shigman Yavamit, and I'm out. Rabbi Yosef, I'm a caller. He's not just asked the Chutzman Almanah, may her evil. Lamed Yom. You have to wait 30 days even for Eris and Mefurish or Gemara and Mefurish or Rosh. Prama the Rama disagrees. And the Shulchan Aruch disagrees. Alright? Shin Sadi Beis. Sif Aleph. Okay? Umutul Nekadish Isha Afilu B'yom Amisa. Wow. That's a pretty strong statement. The Rama's against the Gemara. So, he's against the Gemara. He's against the Gemara for one of two reasons. The Beis Yosef talks about it. Ram is against the Gemara. He's not oblivious to the fact. The Beis Yosef says, "True, there's a Gemara," but the Rambam says one of two things. He says we don't pass like the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef said, "Lo kaim lo kaim say," or inami lo asa li aris ne evil ele besuda ama belo suda mishashari. That's what it means. Okay, so with a meal, it's also without a meal. Two pshat of the Beis Yosef, pshat in the sheet of the Rambam. Fine. What's the reason of the Rambam? We know a very important reason. We know that reason very well. Three words. That's right. Shemi yikad menu acher. Be careful over here. Okay. Fine. There are more parts like the Rosh, but it's also fine. The Rosh that's further than Shulchan Aruch wanted as well as the base, that for this Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Regalim. You need time to forget. It's a matter of three Regalim. Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkot in less than a month. He's remarrying already. Ah, come on. Right, so for this purpose, it doesn't fit. Even though for other purposes, yes, not for this purpose. You need at least a half a year, right? The least you can get, pay the Shulchan Sukkot in order, is going to be half a year. Fine. And Pasha Shmiyat Teres doesn't count either as a regular Pasha against the Dovah Mirabama. What happens if the other way around? Instead of the wife passed away, the husband passed away. So we know that it is. You have to wait 92 days. Every guest and every Shema Pchana. For the child. Actually, 80 years old, low plug. Like the volleyball. That's low plug. You're going to be 80 years old, you have to have 3 months of Pchana before you remarry. Shine. What's the difference between a husband and a wife? It's interesting. You can't say this. You can't say this well. You can't. But let's turn to the Mordechai and see what he says. I'm only going to quote. I'm not going to say a word because everything I say, you're going to hang me for it. But I'd just rather just quote. Okay. The Mordechai, tough, poof, lamed, vote. So, here we go. He says, well, Pesach and Teres and Sukkot, Yesh and Simchat HaChag. Okay, just those three. B'tochyach Yishkach Avat Yishter Rishona, Yitzach B'chag Imzu. Huh? Aval Isha Vibal Koldu Isha Vibal Koldu Nichola. Lukain Aina Trichola Hasna Shlosha Regolim. I said I'm not saying another word. I don't know what I don't know. Okay. Fine. Let's go back to next Gemara. Quick. Next Gemara says, Aino Bonim. You can get married right away. Bishum Pru Ravu. What do you mean get married right away? What do you mean right away? What do you mean right away? Three sheetahs. Most Rishonim say right away it means after Shiva. That's the Rosh and Sinan Emchet. After Shiva. I repeat, someone's getting married because he has no children. He wants to be kind through Revu. So it says, Lashon. Let's take a look at Memchet, Shiva. Okay. Memchet. Im eino bonim nosi shali alter ne bitl piri of erivya. So what does it mean? Li alter. So the Rosh says li alter means after Shiva. That's the centrist view. That's the view which most Tolkien hold from. The Ramban says no. It means the Achashloshim. Achashloshim? What else are you waiting for? What's the answer? Gimel Regalim. That's the Chiddush. You need not wait Gimel Regalim for Mokham Pru Uruvu. It's actually 2 years old in the Mesech of Smachas. The fact that question of Gerson. The question is, what does it say over here? Take a look. The Rosh, it's Mutter after Shiva. According to the Gerson Ramban, it's Mutter after Shloshim. That's a two different Gersons. Tok Shloshim, Racha Shloshim. Okay. The Rambam seems to say it's Mutter within Shiva, right away. Why? It's a two-step, the Rambam. One, in the case of Yeshua Banim Ketanim, which we'll get to in a minute, it says, Beis HaKvarim. That's pretty quick, right? No way to wait to the berries. So, right away. Then step number two is the Rambam makes an equation, puts them all together. You have Banim Ketanim, you have no Banim, it's all the same. Rov Rishonim say, no, you have no bottom. You can't afford to wait a week. That bottom of time every day, it drives you crazy. You can't manage. So you don't have to wait a week. And even that, Tosfos says, don't take it literally. Take a look at Tosfos by bottom of Katanin. Tosfos, Dibre Mas of Omar. Please take a look. Tosfos says, Lav Dafka. So who did the Beis HaKvar? Come on, you have to wait till the Shiva is over. Then he revolves in a genius shot. This is the case of the Gemara Zmachim. It says the Farish. It was an Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, after an hour, the Shiva is over, it's ready after Shiva. First off. He did have the Shiva, but it took an hour. Okay, so that's what other Rishonim say. Fine. Now, what does it say? What does the Gemara say? Our boy say, what does the Gemara say? Alpha became a ball El of his man Meruba. Shloshim Yom. Shloshim Yom. Okay? Now, does he Rishalmi? It's the Rosh quote. Amazing. A helpless man. I can men will mostly help with those years. Elo Mishi Yishav Shanim. He's going to take care of him. Not that he has no. Not that he hasn't fulfilled Kuru Revu. Not that he has Banu Tanim. Who's going to take care of him? So he has to get married. Talk about the... he has to get married. Okay. So it's Yerushalmi. Again, the same halach as Yesh Banu Tanim, the Pashto. Now, some say the Beis HaKvaras wasn't the marriage, was only the Shidduch. He said, Tzir Parnasi, for the Shidduch. And the wedding took place after Shiva. No, I didn't say that there. Shidduch, they agreed to get married. But this Ramah, look how far Ramah goes with this no one take care of him. What do you mean no one take care of you? If worse comes to worse, you hire someone to take care of you. No. I feel the Mishnu Asher of Yecholas Yoda Liskel of Misharsim and Misharsos. The Komakon Ain Bito or Kalasal for the Beso. The Tukal, the Shamsha, the Khafifa, Tarosh, who's going to shampoo his hair? Come on, Baisa. They didn't have running water. That's a pshat. They didn't have running water. Someone had to take the bucket and pour it over your head. And that's a pshat. I mean, I think at the time of showers, no one's going to say, I have to get married. I have to take a shower. I don't think anyone would say that. Oh, Shad, Marit, Shem is bias, Me'acherim, Mikri, and Levishi, Shem, 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 Chayotib, is that. Interesting. That's the Ramot said. Fine. Now, in the case of Ein Lo Bonim, Rabotai, what happens? It's postponed until after Shiva, correct? It's postponed, Ein Lo Bonim, so after Shiva. Right? That's how we assume. Against the Rabbi, you have to wait more than Shiva. And when is the Bia? So the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch say, what do you mean when? After Shiva, no? Pashta! When else? But the Rambam says no. The Rambam says it's also the Bia is also till after Shloshim. Fact the Ravid, what? What the? Let's get it straight over here. The whole reason why allowing the wedding to take place so early is because of Bittul Kiruvu. You can allow them to get married after Shiva and the Bia not till after Shloshim. Now, what have you accomplished with this incredible dispensation? Then they're married after Shiva. Towards what end? Immaculate conception? What's going on over here? What's the purpose of allowing them to get married after Shiva if they're not going to have to be until after Shloshim? That's a Meirudik Akash. Now the answer is Rambam. He says, Kotzev of Arayvitz out. This is toward the end of Siman Mem Ches, end of the second column of page 72. Daskim, you should know, Tishul is the parent of the Tana. You have to wait a month, because then the fear is not critical. That's just to be in the same place, all right? Avam, you should know, Tishul is born, and if they fear the Rivia, Mutali Sosa, Mutalava, Olel, the altar, you have to shiver. You look and love me, you send the altar. What are you doing? You shall me. Mishnah 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 is also Asr, Lava, Olel, Acha, Shloshim Yom, all right? That's what it says. Okay, and it goes as this with the Rosh, the Rabbeinu Tzemach, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Shiduchim, right? The Chule, the case of the Beit HaKvaros. Fourth was the Torah, the Teres, the Beit HaKvaros, that's cool. It's all here found in the Rosh. What do you do with the Rambam about that? What do you do? So the Bach is the Teres. And the Bach is the Teres. The Bach says like this, look, if you're going to wait around till after Shloshim, till they have the marriage, you know how things go. Till this. Look, they want to get married, let them get married now. And the B will be after Shloshim. That's how the Bach answers this Kasha in Simon Shin Sadi Bay. Yeah. One second, trying to find it. Nevertheless, Mutter the Kotzer Miyad talk Shiva even according to the Rambam. Came into the Knesset of the Lekayim in the Spirit of Rivia, Kovid Mitzvah Rabba. So the Knesset itself is Achana, so suggests the Bach. Okay? Good. Now turn, if you will, to the Rosh, Simon Mem Test. Yes, ma'am. But why? With what purpose? How can you be mad at somebody? Of course I'm mad at you. Do it away a few more weeks. It's all purpose is through a review. So how do you explain it? No? He gets it to Gilead Mashar. And told him, Kei Mato Elet, the Knesset of the Eilo Bonim, Lokir Pirib Rivia, Yishloma, the Chupa HaChonas Mitzvah Pirivu, Mitzvah Gedoli, Bach. I said the Bach, he understood the Bach. The HaChonas, that's the way I understood it too. Okay, it's the Gilead Mashar. Yes, son. Right. Right? Why do so much HaChonas? Look, a cloud, get it over with. You will you wait till the caterer comes, till this comes, till this comes, till this, what's the matter? Get it done. It's over, finish, done. There are plenty of how to make again. Get it done. Yes. Who asked that question? Do you know Shah? So what is the answer? Okay. First one. Ram and Kupish and Avia. Can avail to Abana? Okay. That's pretty fair. Good kashas. Okay. Let's take a look at the Rosh Shimon and test. What did he say? Rabbeinu Tam Zal Hitler Isha. Shaisa Mishudeches. Umeis Achia. Liachar Asmanas Akrof. Samach Lachupa. Shetikonis Lachupa Tol Shloshim Yom. Bishop period derived the Baal. The Achash of Loyita Isha Zul, Loyita Keres, if it had a Shinnach. The Shema Fil Loyim Loyim, the Mishadach, the Yamat, the Yachash of Yachav, it's Bo, Yosef Iba Keres, etc. This case of Yosef Iba Keres. But Yosef goes Maria, she takes care of her nephews and nieces, etc. But that's what the Rebbe Tam said. Interesting Kiddush. Get the impression from the Rosh again that the marriage itself are both very important. When did the marriage take place? In all these cases, when is the marriage? Okay, she's an Avelis. He has no children. When is the marriage? When? Pasha's after Shiva. Tok Shloshim, right? Now you read it? Tok Lamed. But not Tok Shiva. Not Tok Shiva. Well, there's a strange lashon of the Mechaber, which led to a whole story. Unbelievable. Take a look at the Mechaber, please. Look at the Mechaber when he quotes his name. The Shin Tzadi Beis. Siv Gimel. Look what it says. Mi shalokie mitzvah period rivya b'shidat isha v'achashekim tzorche chupa meis achyem shudeches. Lu, what does it say? Mutal lekonsa the love of Aleach HaShiva. How do you punctuate this, gentlemen? How do you punctuate this? Punctuation is very important, Rabbi. How do you punctuate the sentence? No. How do you punctuate? So the Prisha talks about this. Done something amazing. This cotton you'd bathe. He says, tries to follow. He thinks the child at a time is, Shetikonis the Chubba Miyad! You'll live out our social mission period review. Shemat the Little Miyad Mission Hefzid. For Roma that time, the Hefzid is Mashakot of Koro of the Chubba. Achash is mina kruim v'liv al v'chulei shapir v'rivya. V'chein b'divri ha-rosh shichem v'chalei z'vorov v'masha kotzim hitzim lichlo z'livo v'chulei kev v'shem masha v'chulei v'tzoloma shizh asha kotzim kev v'shem lo hefzim kodra ha-masha kotzim hitzim lo l'chnos v'rotom lo hefzim hitzim lichlo z'miyat tok shiva. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable at the foot of Lama Dalet of the new tours that it can't be. It's against Shuva Tarash, the Furish, the Tur is against it, the Mordechai is against it, Agoslam is against it, Naram is against it, Tosis is against it. Everyone says, Lekon Tosos Shloshim, and Mafritov Shivalo, V'dochak Loma de Bekulom Noslahat Tov. So for this Prisha, we don't accept. And the Taz critiques the Prisha. He accuses him, and it's his name, of not looking at a rush. That's a pretty big critique. So, take a look at the Priskei Tshuva, Vav. Taz, Tahach Lekonsu, Nami Lach HaShiva Davko. And he quotes with some poysik who wanted to say, Mutter, after 3 days, B'shach HaShach Gozo. This case happened, Rabotai. It happened. It really happened. And the Rav Moshe is making with the Das Yochid, the Pashas is that we have to wait till after Shiva. Of course, in the case we dealt with, they got married within Shiva. So they have Sakhar, and they have to base them in the Igris Moshe. But the Pashas is is not that way. It's not that way. Interestingly, the one last point before we get down to Mincha, the Bach suggests over here that these kinds of cases where he's konis le'achas shiva, uboa le'achas shloshim, v'adam tanim, no yishar shenim, is an Easter of Yichud. Oh, can you imagine what kind of marriage is this? Easter Yichud. Dave McDonald says it's not true. Why is it not true? Because it's not an Easter beer of Essen. It's a question of, you know, chashul shtei dayos, kind of stuff. It's not an Easter beer of Essen. Of course, the problem is it's going to be pierced in Nida, then you have a problem. That's going to be a problem that we can't overcome. So, you know, it's a question of whether you want to rely on this heter, you're going to run into the problem of worse emotional problems. You have to be careful. We'll have to stop here tomorrow. We'll finish up Simcha. It'll be Numar and Makomas. The next 2 years, the easiest to see any based on. That proves my point. It's ridiculous. Not everything that was just makes sense. I mentioned earlier. Not everything was just happy, you know?
Yeah, it's beautiful, right?